Session continues this week, Senator, with one of your priority bills heard in committee.
Yes, so the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program bill, the Narcotics Control Act, was heard in committee, and I'm very excited about that. What we've done is we filed the compromise bill from last year that did come out of the Senate, and that we just ran out of time and wasn't able, with all of the politics being played back and forth between chambers the last week of session this past year, that we were not able to get it across the line. And so my hope is, since it is the compromise bill, we will be able to get it across the line this time. Although I do realize anything can happen tomorrow that we're not anticipating. So I'm very hopeful. I think the testimony was good. And I think the fact that we have St. Louis County's program that has gained 3 counties in the last year and a half or so, and they're going to continue adding counties in until they're 100%. So I think the conversation has changed from, or should change from, should we have a PDMP in our state or not? Because we do have one. It's just not 100%. It's 87%. To which type of program do we want? Do we want one that has legislative oversight? Some of the conservative protections that we've put in it, like a 3-year rolling purge of the data, protections against, you know, law enforcement or anyone being able to have any access to it. It's strictly a medical tool, the program that we're trying to pass statewide. So I think it turns into, which program do you support the most? Because Missouri does have a PDMP. It's just not statewide. So I'm hopeful that, with that being the question, we should be able to get it done.
A number of years, obviously, in the making to get to this stage. Do you feel confident that these compromises along the way for this particular version will hopefully expedite it better than in past years?
I hope so. It was a really great compromise. I wish we would have thought about it 8 years earlier, but several senators had come to the table to help and came up with having the program being administered by a private board, a board made up of 2 members from the Board of Healing Arts. So licensed physicians from the Board of Healing Arts, 2 members from the Board of Pharmacy, and 1 member from the Board of Nursing, that's an APRN, and 1 member from the Dental Board. Having private, licensed, HIPAA-covered members of this board to be the overseers, and then, of course, it being housed by a private vendor, which St. Louis County's is absolutely housed by a private vendor. They use APHRS, which I believe APHRS has 44 states that they do the PDMP for, and my hope is that the state of Missouri would also end up with APHRS or a company like them, because they definitely know what they're doing. They've been doing this long for many, many years. I think that it is certainly helping our physicians be able to spot addiction on the front end instead of years down the road when it's so hard to turn around.